Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, Israelis, as you know, speak Hebrew, a biblical language, so they're constantly having to come up with new words to describe modern phenomena. The newest word, in government circles anyway, lekandel, a verb in Hebrew based on the first name of Condoleezza Rice. Lekandel, named after Ms. Rice, means to do what?
Nothing.
Exactly right. Very good.
That was just a guess.
Lekandel, verb meaning to take a lot of meetings to rush back and forth but to accomplish nothing.
Wow.
Now you form an infinitive verb in Hebrew by adding le to the front. So you take Condoleezza, you get lekandel. We assume this is in honor of the fact that months and months after she declared that she would make it her priority to bring peace to Israel and Palestine, well, all violence has ceased. Jews and Arabs are befriending each other wildly on Facebook. And the leaders of Israel, Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority all sat down to enjoy Ben and Jerry's Peace Pops together. Oh, wait, sorry. I was engaged in optimistic hallucination, what the Israelis call labush.
So when someone says to her, you know, you look up nothing in the dictionary and there's a picture of your face beside it,
yeah,
it will actually be true there in the Israeli dictionary. Is that correct?
It's more or less true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a word of slang. You know, people say, you know, they use it like, you know, I, you can conjugate it. I, lekandel, I run around and do nothing. You, lekandel, you run around and do nothing. We run around and do nothing. Past perfect, they ran around, they did nothing. You can have fun with it.
Still
subjunctive, would that we would run around to do nothing. Imperative, hey, run around, do nothing.
One more conjugation, I'm coming over there with a brick.
Paula, Santas in Australia have been told that to avoid being offensive to women, they are no longer allowed to do what?
To avoid being offensive to women.
It's my favorite.
Well, what do Santas do traditionally that some sensitive person might think is offensive to women, certain women? Got Don Imus into trouble, so why not Santa?
and Imus is only a couple days younger than Santa.
I know.
No, the Don Imus thing is throwing me entirely.
What did Don Imus say that got him in trouble?
Charlie Chan had this clue he'd be running a laundry.
What do you
what
mean?
Does Santa
what did,
say?
What did
what
Don,
does Santa say?
He says, come sit in my lap.
No, after that. after you sit in his lap and he's really happy that you're sitting in his lap?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Have you been a good girl?
After you sit in his lap, and after you've been a good girl, and he's really happy, what does he say?
Or been a bad girl.
Especially.
I'm not going to say what Don Imus said.
No, no. What does
and
Santa
why say? Would Santa say that?
What does Santa, when Santa...
He says you're a nappy-headed.
No, a little, you're short. Keep going.
No, but here's what I got to know. What mall do you go to? Santa does not say what Don Imus said.
Not
but
entirely.
Yes, he does.
Not
sort
entirely.
Of, he does.
Take away the adjective. Okay.
You have not had a Courier and Ives kind of a Christmas.
You sit... What?
You sit in his lap.
Right. He says, have you been a good girl? You tell him what you are for Christmas.
Well, I
he
don't,
said,
but...
Well, okay.
I'm 47. I...
When Santa traditionally
laughs.
Expresses... joy or glee, what does he say?
Oh, ho, ho, ho!
That's exactly right. I should have said...
Peter, are we selling the official... Wait, wait, don't tell me defibrillators in the lobby. Because I really need one.
Oh, God.
I should say he says ho, 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 but not in Australia he don't, because... One disgruntled Santa says that at a Santa recruitment firm in Sydney, Australia...
A Santa recruitment firm?
They gave up the draft 5 years ago.
I should say to our younger listeners, this is not the real Santa, of course.
No,
these
are the fake mall
Santas.
These
are the fake
Santas.
Mall Santas, and they, being recruited every year...
Or in this case, the Billabong Santas.
Whatever, but they've got to get out there and You know, the agency has to go find the Santas, the place in the malls, and this agency is telling people, according to one of them, that they shouldn't say ho anymore, ho, 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 because, of course, it's slang, offensive slang. And besides, saying ho, ho, ho could frighten the children. A spokesman of the North Pole said this is ridiculous and added that all Santa's elf homeboys were not down with this firm dissing Santa.
But they did give Santa a possible replacement for that.
What?
Santa is supposed to say ha, ha, ha.
That's true. Santa's not supposed to say ha, 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 which sounds kind of sardonic and mean coming from Santa. You say to say...
Well, it's not
he, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I hadn't really studied on Don Imus' comments carefully.
No.
Boy, that was a confusing clue. I'm trying to think to myself, when did Don Imus give you presents?